Welcome to the latest community news from the NMBC Media, and I'm Big Willie James. Here are today's headlines. New Zealand's relationship with the Pacific nations was stronger under the Ardern rule. MPs call for Australia to join the nuclear weapons treaty. The United States planning for annual COVID-19 vaccine. And a new climate report shows worsening weather conditions across Australia. An expert is concerned about the impact of Jacinda Ardern's resignation on the Pacific and whether key government ministries and a future government will continue to prioritise the region. Dr. Anna Powell is a Pacific security expert and senior lecturer at Massey University, said New Zealand's relationship with the Pacific has been stronger since Ardern came into power in 2017. In 2018, with the Pacific Reset Policy, it was agreed that New Zealand would focus on the Pacific and its world outlook. That was followed by Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta's Pacific Resilience Framework on how New Zealand would engage with the region and respond to significant challenges. Australian MPs from various parties are calling for the federal government to join a treaty which would ban nuclear weapons. A cross-party group of MPs have released a statement warning of rising nuclear threats. In the statement, they say that Australia must play an active role to end the nuclear arms race. The US and other nuclear-armed countries are against the treaty, which imposes a blanket ban on developing, testing, stockpiling, using, or threatening to use nuclear weapons. The treaty also bans helping other countries to carry out such activities. According to Labor MP Josh Wilson, Liberal MP Russell Broadbent, and Green Senator Jordan Steele John, the treaty is a chance for Australia to stand with countries in Southeast Asia and the Pacific. The MPs issued a statement on the second anniversary of the United Nations Treaty coming into force, saying that the agreement was supported by a clear majority of Australia's regional neighbours. United States health officials are working on creating a COVID-19 shot that will be administered only once a year. Health officials will meet each year to determine which strains of the virus should be included in the shots, which will be administered every September before their winter season. Healthy adults would receive one shot, while children, the elderly, and the severely immunocompromised would receive two doses. Booster shots would be administered if a particularly vaccine-invasive strain emerged, according to the FDA's plans. Extreme heat, rain and bushfire conditions are worsening across Australia, according to a new climate report by the Bureau of Meteorology and the CSIRO. The report also shows an increase in the number of extremely hot days in all months and a decrease in the number of days with snowfall. Although there may be fewer cyclones, those that do form are likely to be larger and more damaging in the future. The Bureau of Meteorology stated that the current La Nina system would end this month or in February. I'm Big Willie James. Please join us next time for more news. Stay safe. This news is brought to you by the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council, the NMBC.